Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
It's time to party. It's time to party.
Yeah, it is. No, wait.
It's just Thursday.
You always find a reason to party.
To party!
Like what?
Like what?
Like.
Tomorrow's Friday.
And then suddenly it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason.
Told you.
Showtime.
Here we go, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. It's about 6.03, and it is Thursday morning, everybody.
And
Thursday morning.
Nothing's working.
I know you can't hear me, and I can't hear me.
Okay.
But I have a feeling everybody else can hear us.
Okay, hope so.
So we're just going to go with that.
All right, then. Know what I could hear last night was my smoke detector loud and clear.
Are you serious?
Do they ever go off at, like, noon?
I don't know.
They don't ever go off in the daylight.
No.
Jeez, yes.
Is it in this room? I think it's, it's in the other room.
Then you have to wait. Then you have to wait until what? To find it. But you're right. They never go off during the daytime.
No, and I don't have my glasses on. I can't see which light is. Where is it? It's in the spare room. No, it's in the kit's high ceiling. I think it's the high ceiling.
And you never have the right batteries either.
No. Oh, jeez. And I have this new ladder. It's a great ladder, but it's really heavy at midnight when you have to go in the garage. And somebody said, in your house coat, Carla? Yeah, in my house coat.
Well.
And bring it in. And then you're right. It was like, do I have a 9-volt? I had 1 9-volt, and man, I had to look for it. It was in the third drawer,
Or you end up taking it out of something else.
Yeah, yes. I thought about taking it out of another smoke detector.
Located across
the floor. Because that's the last thing you need is once you get that one right.
Yeah. Oh man!
They're like in cahoots or something.
My God! And it's, you know what? If whatever, and we don't torture anymore. Thank God, torture right
there.
Well,
you don't have that problem here. It's going to be nice. Plenty of sunshine today. High 106. 106 the high tomorrow. 80 outside right now. And Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, I absolutely will. As a matter of fact, I got some news on Paul McCartney and his next project.
All right, more on that and other stories after the Eagles.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, just in time for the storming of Area 51, Apple TV has a new Peanuts series coming. It's called Snoopy in Space.
Oh.
And they have a little trailer out for it and everything. Oh, looks darn good. I mean, the voices are good for Peanuts and all that. But yeah, Snoopy in Space.
That's one comic strip that just won't go away, will it?
I know. It really won't.
Forever.
And it's interesting because they've, now they're putting them in space. That was such like a 60s, 70s comic too,
Well, it was a fighter pilot for a long time,
Snoopy
Red Baron.
Yes, the Red Baron, that's right.
But
that's
now it only makes sense to put him in space.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. It's time. I hope Lucy stays.
We'll see what happens.
I hope Lucy stays on Earth. Jeez.
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, the whole gang. Yeah, Pigpen, all of them. Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Just never found the right guy, did she?
No.
Radar Online. Now, Radar Online claims, I don't know how true any of this is, but they claim Prince Harry wants Meghan Markle to seek counseling because their marriage is very stressful.
Oh.
Now, sources are saying that between the new parent exhaustion, her crazy family, everything else, that Harry's ready to just lose it, and Meghan isn't far behind him.
Wow.
She doesn't really like the rules and regulations that go along with being royal. She thinks it's very antiquated, and they're millennials, and they want to live like millennials do. But when you're royal, there are restrictions. So
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He has been to therapy before, and he credits it with basically saving his life. He just thinks they need to go through some therapy now before it's too late.
Uh-huh.
And that's very forward thinking.
Or at least have somebody to talk
to. Yeah.
About this whole thing. Well,
exactly.
I can imagine what it's like when you're together all the time.
Yeah.
And you don't have a job. You really don't have a job to go to.
Yeah. Yes,
and all
exactly.
you have to do is, your job is to be yeah. together.
I know.
And that's be a certain it. Person or and, a certain way.
And just be that.
Yeah.
That's all you are. They're hiring at Kohl's already for the holidays.
There
maybe
you go.
Get
something
a
to think about.
Job. Maybe they could do something like
maybe
that.
Maybe a greeter.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Something just to get them out of the house.
She
a
knew what
bit.
She was signing up you know? For, though.
Well, she did, but I think that, like Princess Diana, I think that she thought maybe she can change things. And she still can. It's early on.
Right.
She can change things a little bit, you know? Paul McCartney working on a stage musical based on the movie It's a Wonderful Life. He's doing it with the guy who made Billy Elliot, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
They're hoping to have it ready by the end of next year. I would go see this. I would absolutely go and see this. It sounds good. And, I mean, you know, Paul McCartney. So there's that. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
All right, everything is working now. And
everything is as it should it be.
It was just a matter of before we broke out in emergency code.
Jeez, can we not? Don't.
Everything was like just that much disconnected.
Yeah, everything was just a hair not plugged in.
To where it was on the fritz.
Wow, though people are listening to us going, what are they, what is it, the Flintstones?
I don't know.
What, geez.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pedaling.
I know.
On the ground, right through
no.
the floorboards here.
It's first class all the way. So, just needs to be plugged in.
I think it has to be tightened and screwed in, so I think we're good. All right, those tickets wow. for the Doobie Brothers, you want them, you got them. First chance to win, ninth caller. You're a winner, and everything seems to be going well now. Oh,
oh again, where are you?
Are you serious? Michelle, you're caller number 9. You're a winner.
Woo!
You got the tickets. Doobie Brothers over at the Pearl inside the Palms. This is happening Sunday night, September 15th. Tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. You're a winner.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Hang on the line. We're going to tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I love you guys.
You know, for a second chance to win tickets for the Doobie Brothers, you can actually go to our website right now, register to win, 963KKLZ.com. Those little lies your parents used to tell you. Poor Morty, our producer Morty. Mom would tell him, if you keep biting your tongue, your face on that side is going to droop and you're going to be ugly.
Well, you had to scare kids so they'd quit doing things, those bad habits. But boy, did they scare us.
And parents did.
Yes, they did. Now, Timothy says that if I didn't eat my vegetables,
right,
I would grow ears like Spock from Star Trek. Oh, that is great.
Wow.
Now, I think this is probably, and you guys would probably agree, this is the most common threat of all.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat those watermelon seeds,
yeah,
going to grow a watermelon in your stomach.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So, exactly.
Be careful. So, that's why a lot of people eat seedless watermelons now.
That's, I think, why they were developed. Now, they went on to say they would also point to a pregnant woman and say that's what will happen to you.
I remember my mom saying that.
Oh, man.
See, she ate a watermelon
seed. Yeah, we also got oh, gosh, this is so good. Tina says we'd go camping a lot as a kid. And my grandfather used to say if I played with the campfire, I'd wet the bed. So don't touch the fire, you'll wet
the bed. How does that even make sense?
Fire.
Fire,
water.
I guess.
Yes, don't touch the fire, whatever it takes.
Yeah. Michelle, what about you?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the big one was if you crack your knuckles are going to get really big and your hands will look gnarly when you get over.
Ooh, when you'd crack your knuckles, that was, oh, boy, you'd think twice, too.
Yeah.
It's like, should I?
Yeah, I know. But it hurt if I didn't, so I did. I don't do it anymore, but
yeah. Yeah, and that you would get arthritis. You're going to have arthritis.
Right. And you're not going to be able to do anything with
your
hands.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man.
Great call. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. You guys are great. Have a great day.
Linda, what about you? What did your parents lie about?
My mom always told us not to point at lightning.
Oh, because you might end up conducting it somewhere.
Yeah, and getting struck.
Yeah.
And so as kids, there's lightning. Where? Over there. Ah!
Oh. Oh, you'd have to run off somewhere else, right?
Oh, and she would get so mad about that.
Isn't it funny, though, how those things stick with you? And some of them you still don't do.
Right.
I don't point at lightning.
See?
No.
See?
Just like during the eclipse, they said, don't look at the sun. It'll burn your eyeball.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Unless you had one of those homemade periscopes.
Yeah, yeah. Homemade periscope or a stack of negatives.
But even as a kid, you had to take a little peek at the sun because you wanted to see if it would happen.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you wanted to see if you'd go blind.
Oh, yeah.
Linda, thanks a lot for the call, and you have a great day.
Thanks for the great morning show.
Well, you know what? Thank God our parents told us stuff like that.
Oh, I know.
Because clearly we have turned out perfectly.
Oh, still wait an hour before I swim after I eat. Oh, jeez.
You can drown.
Oh, you're going to sink to the bottom.
You'll cramp up and drown.
Oh, but I don't want to cramp up.
No. Just sit with my feet in the pool then.
Even if I just had a couple potato chips?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion. Congrats to Scott Thompson, who wins that 7-day Caribbean cruise from Scenic Brewing Company. Details coming up soon on how the 96 days of summer continue with cruise number 3. So be listening for that, as well as go to our website for all the details at 963kklz.com. 706, just funny, listening to Carla explain to our 18-year-old summer intern, Jacob, what a negative is.
What?
Because if you had a stack of negatives, you could actually look at the sun during an eclipse.
Yes, and I mentioned that, and Jacob said, negative? What is it? And it's very interesting. I mean, Jacob, you're 18, right?
Mm-hmm.
18 years old. So we have a true, we have a gen, you're Gen Z, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're Gen Z. We talk about millennials all the time. That, right. They're old. They are old. Generation Z is below that.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to me what your mom has not taught you. And I need to talk to her. I really need to talk. I mean, we
before
are having,
you go off to Pepperdine.
Right. Right. And there's like 15 years or so between me and Morty, but maybe 20 with you, Mike, and Morty. And Morty, you know, Morty was right in between, you know, old age and digital age. And it's interesting because I the things that have come up, you know, that we mentioned a floppy disk.
Yeah.
And you know, Jacob, you don't know what that was, do you?
No.
Listen, we threw a dial-up phone to him, and he didn't know what to do with it.
I know.
It was going to blow up.
We have real phones, landlines here in the building. It's like, whoa, back off, don't touch it.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 106, same for tomorrow. And if you notice out there, there's no wind, not even a little breeze, so it's going to be nice. It's about 81 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll get to that here in a couple of minutes. Now, God.
Where is
that? If Jacob could just find that little beacon, so that would be fine.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
According to a pretty big survey, about 70% of the people surveyed said they wish they lived somewhere else. Mostly 55% of them, they want to stay in the general area, but maybe move to a different town or a different part of their town. Now, almost 30% want to move to a different part of the state or a neighboring state. 18% just want to move away to a different state or a whole different country. They just like to move somewhere else.
There are times when I feel like that,
that
I want to move someplace else, like to a small town and everything else.
Right.
But then I see shows where it's in the small towns where, we never thought it would happen here.
Yeah, yes,
and the family ends up dead and stuff.
Not to mention you'd have to get the friend with a truck to help you move.
Yeah,
so you
don't
want to have to
do
that. Jeez. There's a new type of dating event, they're calling it, where people get 3 minutes to do a PowerPoint presentation in front of a room of single people.
Are you serious?
Totally serious. You explain your case, explain why someone should either date you or a friend.
Right.
Quick PowerPoint. They say they use like graphs, bullet points, things like that, pictures. And they're actually going on right now in Boston, New York. L.A. has started doing them as well. So
it would be like a abbreviated version of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. One guy gets up in front of all these women and does a PowerPoint.
Yes, that's exactly
right. And then next,
the next guy
comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. Here's why you should date me. And you'll see over here in 2014 when I saved the dog that fell into the pool, you can just highlight all the, you can highlight all the good points on you with pictures along the way. But, yeah, it's only 3 minutes, so it's got to be a good PowerPoint.
You can tell a lot about a person by their PowerPoint.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
And in 3 minutes.
I mean, let's be honest. Every single time we have one in a meeting somewhere, we always judge somebody and how horrible their PowerPoint is.
Yeah, or how good it is.
I know. If they had video, you're like, oh, my goodness.
I'm just glad. You know what? So I can only imagine how bad you are on a date.
Jeez. You know what I did, Jacob, the old-fashioned way. I got on that Facebook thing and I actually asked that person out. I asked them out the old-fashioned
way. Yeah, but you were so beyond where people were at for the time.
Yes, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
So forward-thinking.
A woman asking someone, come on, get out of here.
Never heard of.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to leave it at that. My head is hurting already this morning. A few things you should know.
One more text about what your parents used to lie to you about as a kid so you wouldn't do it anymore.
Oh, my gosh, this is just crazy. So my mom used to tell me when I crossed my eyes, don't do that. If you bump your head, your eyes are going to stay that way.
Yeah.
Well, one of our listeners wrote in, Carla, funny story about that don't cross your eyes, they'll stay that way thing. Early 60s, my brother convinced my sister to try to cross her eyes. She did. And they stuck.
What?
Glasses. And many surgeries later, they discovered she had some eye muscle condition and that crossing her eyes was a blessing. She's now in her mid-50s, wears pop bottle glasses. But, you know, they help. But her sight gets worse every day. However, our whole life, any of us kids do as much as roll our eyes, my mom would just still threaten to spank us.
Wow.
Because she doesn't want our eyes to get stuck that way.
Holy crap.
Well, now I'm scared all over again. Jeez.
And you're a big eye roller.
I am a big eye roller.
All right. Well, just don't cross your eyes.
I'm looking straight ahead.
Dot your T's.
Straight ahead. Yeah. Thank you. Exactly.
All right. 7:26. When somebody passes away and they have that final wish, do you carry it through? Well, wait until you find out what one son was asked to do on behalf of his dad and see what you would do. We want to hear from you. We'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hit me up to get stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so when somebody dies and they say, hey, before I die, I want to tell you, you have to make sure you do this or that.
Right, right. Here's what I'd like.
Do you feel, I guess, pressured to follow through no matter what it is?
Right.
Well, listen to what happened to one son. His father passed away, but before he died, he said, listen, after I die, you got to make sure this happens. Or I don't know, I'm going to come back and haunt you.
Yeah, he actually wrote us. He said, hey, guys, my father recently passed away. During his, you know, last days, he told me that one of his wishes was for his mistress to be at his funeral. I had no idea he was seeing somebody on the side.
Mm-hmm.
My mother certainly had no idea. And his service is coming up here in just a few days. I'm upset. I'm also a little confused, and I don't really know what to do here. So do I honor this wish, or do I not honor this wish?
What do you do, Carla?
I don't know if I would. I mean, I'm afraid it would just, the whole thing, people would be going, well, who's that? Who's that? What if she made a big deal out of it or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could honor my dad's wish or my mom's to have their, you know, their side piece there. I just don't know.
Before your dad passed away, he said, Carly?
Yeah.
There's something you need to know. I was having an affair. I want my mistress at my funeral.
I don't know if I could. I truly don't think I could do that.
You don't?
I don't think I could. Matt, my brother in D.C., if you're listening on the app, please advise. Because I don't think. I don't know. I don't think I could have done that. If my brother said, no, we really have to do it, I might. But man, that would have been weird. See, I'm so afraid it would be one of those dramatic things with the Real Housewives and they'd be throwing themselves on the, you know, the whatever. And
what do you do? What do you do if this happens to you? Or what do you tell the kid to do?
I have agita. I have agita just thinking about it. I can't. I just.
702-739-9636. Let's try and help and guide this kid. I'm glad you didn't say his name because his mom's probably listening or something.
Do?
I wouldn't do it.
Would you? Yeah, I would.
I would say okay, but here are the conditions.
Yeah.
You gotta come in this door and you gotta sit in the back.
Gotta be. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Or I would call a few days later and go, oh my God, we just ran across this in some of his papers. I'm so sorry, but he did think about you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, gotta go.
That's,
bye.
Yeah,
that's right. If your mom is still alive, no. But if she's already passed away, then
mom
it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because then it's not gonna, I don't wanna cause problems for the living people who I'm still gonna have to deal with. But if they're not around, then
phone lines lighting up if you want to text in. If you're phoning in now, we got to get through news, traffic, and weather, and then we'll get your calls. Here's Prince, Purple Rain, 96.3 KKLZ. Can you imagine that song playing at your dad's funeral?
No.
And all of a sudden you notice in the back, there's the mistress.
Yeah, who's that?
There's the mistress. What do you tell this kid to do? His dad's dying wish was he told his son, hey, listen. Nobody knew it, but I was having an affair, and I need you to contact this woman for her to be at my funeral. Now the kid is stressed out, doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Just needs a little guidance.
Yeah.
And you say you couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't. I really couldn't. And mom is still alive.
Oh, mom is still alive.
Mom is still alive. Wow. Yes. And now one of our listeners said, I'd go see the mistress, let her know that it was your dad's wish. But in complying with his wishes, he wants you to be there. But you've got to be cool. You cannot make a scene. Don't even reveal your identity to anyone.
Right.
Okay.
Now maybe somebody, I worked with him or something like that.
Right. Okay. Yes, right. And now the next one said, hell
no. But you got to be cool about it.
Yeah, I've got to be cool. Hell no, don't let that lady attend. With mom still alive and other family members on her side, they will be hurt. They're already hurting from the death. To be honest, this man was just slapping his wife in the face one last time.
Oh, boy. All right, Tana's on the phone.
On this whole funeral thing, I think if this mistress was so important, I think she would have reached out to them already. And funerals are for the living. They're not for the dead. So I think he should just ignore the woman and ignore the wish and just move on with life.
Yeah, and don't cause the conflict within the family.
Yeah.
Seriously, all you have to do is de-stress the mother. It's going to de-stress other members of the family.
Yeah.
Why cause that when you're supposed to be grieving and, you know, grieving your loss? I feel like all that would do is just create long-term drama.
Unless she makes a good macaroni salad.
Yeah.
That she could bring to the little.
Right. Right. You know, or that cornflake casserole thing.
Perfect.
Yeah. Something like that.
Otherwise,
sure.
You know.
Otherwise, you stay away. You come and you stay cool.
Stay cool. That's the best. All right, you can come, but you got to be cool.
Gotta be cool.
Got to be cool about it. Eagles, Hotel California. Boy, people burning up the text lines.
Are they ever?
Regarding the situation from last hour where the kid found out from his dad on his dying bed, on his last, his death wish was, hey, you got to have my mistress at the funeral. What? That nobody knew about.
No.
And people texting in.
Yeah, Daniel said, well, I agree with you, Carla. Let the mistress know after the funeral is over. She can visit him anytime after that. Myrna says, no way. Sorry, I would not allow the mistress to attend and hurt my mother and the rest of the family.
Yeah.
You know, for no reason. A lot of people are saying that, you know what? No, that father chose to disrespect and disgrace mom and the rest of the family. You know what? It's not his place to break to the family, and that's just not, no. No, no, no. He chose to keep it a secret. Let it stay that way.
Lucille, what about you?
Absolutely not. If the man was so ashamed to keep it a secret and didn't have the cajones to either divorce his wife and make her an honest woman, forget it.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. After everything is done and over with, send this girl a notice, and that's it.
Here's my fear now. Is she going to be in the will? Oh, Lord. Then they'll have to deal with that, you know, but at least she doesn't have to be at the funeral. And you're right. It's like you hit her all along, so why would you want her at the funeral? But, oh, boy.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd hate to hear
that's
that.
That's what we should have asked Judah.
I know.
Is the mistress allowed at the reading?
Yeah, really.
Lucille, thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, guys. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
As the world turns.
Oh, it sounds like Days of Our Lives right now.
Sunshine today and tomorrow, right through the weekend, high in the low 100s. It's about 85 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, John Hamm is involved in the new Top Gun movie, and I've got a little information about it.
All right, more on that and other stories after Queen.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Morty, our resident Marvel fan, a poll has found that the Marvel Universe, that is the most popular, that is the most popular fandom, Marvel Universe. 63% of people saying that that's it for them. Star Wars, 60%. They are next.
Wow.
Followed by DC, about 58%. I know. Marvel,
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to. I think Star Wars is less because a lot of the fans are no longer living.
Ah, that could be.
They're just dying off?
Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you were like 30 or 40 when Star Wars came out,
yeah,
I mean, most likely. You know.
God, I was a kid. Jeez.
Wow. Man.
But could be.
He didn't want to say it.
I know. I hate to say it, but they're dead. That's why. They didn't stop. They just died, man.
Send those emails to Morty.
Yes, that's right.
At yahoo.com.
John Hamm, the latest actor to enter the danger zone. He is joining the Top Gun cast. Original stars, Tom Cruise, Val Kilmer. I don't know what role Val Kilmer's going to play in this, but he doesn't look and appear to be real healthy.
He's going
to
get in shape, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't know. He's pretty sick. I mean, he died.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he had the cancer.
Yeah,
so we'll see. But John Hamm was interviewed, a quick interview, and they asked him, you know, a few things. He said he didn't reveal any plot details, but he did say that the director, Joseph Kosinski is his name, he's using some never-before-seen technology and shooting the film in 6K. This is, like, newer than new. I mean, this is going to be pretty cool. And he said walking into the set was, he said, I felt like I was watching the original movie. I mean, everything's the same.
Yeah.
In certain parts.
Does this mean I'm going to have to get a new TV when it comes out on DVD?
Exactly, yeah. Oh, please.
Honey, it's 6K, not 4. I know.
I was told, somebody told me my TV. It's like, wow, that's old. It's like 5 years old.
Yeah.
I said, oh, is it? Okay. Maybe I'll give it to Jacob so he can have a vintage TV.
That's a classic.
Yeah, exactly. And Iggy Azalea and the cartoon character, this is great, Peppa Pig, who I love. Peppa, who has the English, she has the British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They got into a little back and forth on Twitter after they realized they're both releasing albums tomorrow. Peppa Pig and Iggy Azalea.
Now, Iggy, she's a real person, right?
She's a real person. She's a rapper.
Yes.
She's from New Zealand, I think.
I think New Zealand
or Australia, yeah.
And Peppa the Pig.
Peppa the Pig is a cartoon character.
And they both got into it.
Yeah, they did.
Wow.
And Iggy told Peppa,
yeah,
collab with me now or you'll end up a breakfast special, Peppa.
Oh.
So, yeah, because Peppa's a pig. Yeah, you know what, Peppa? You're going to wind up ham on a plate, girl.
Okay?
Oh, no, I don't want to wind up ham on a plate.
Yeah.
It sounds like Iggy Azalea needs some boost.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Peppa is going to help Iggy. Peppa, I don't mind Iggy. She's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't mind her. But Peppa, you know what? Slap back, man. Come on. There you go. Just do it. Yeah. Yeah, throw some shade, girl, Peppa. I know you're not real, but if you can hear me, Peppa's people can hear me.
Wait.
You know what? Yeah, okay. That's right.
Peppa!
Wait.
That is my painfully deep take.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, it's not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so already people taking exception to Morty's comment about Star Wars.
What did you say, Morty? How did you explain it that there are less fans for Star Wars than
because
than,
they're all dead. Marvel.
That's why Marvel is higher, because more of the Star Wars fans are probably older or they've passed on.
Yeah, well, somebody has some words for you.
Of course they do.
No, Morty. It's because Star Wars fans have jobs and don't have time for online surveys.
Snap.
It's because Star Wars fans, unlike millennial Avenger fans, can follow a storyline that takes several movies to tell, not just 90 minutes. No, Morty, it's because Star Wars fans prefer Muppets to CGI.
Sigh, touch somebody's
Actually, I should reread that. No, Morty, it's because Star Wars fans have jobs.
Not because we're all dying off.
Stupid head. Yeah.
Well,
you
I mean,
good text.
Okay. So a lot of the Star Wars actors are dead.
Yeah. Well, or close
to
it.
So they're dying off with their fans.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I'm more of a Star Wars fan than Marvel fan.
Yeah.
And people know this.
I believe that.
Okay.
Listen, I saw Harrison Ford on something the other night. They might as well just wheel him in because he just seems too tired to walk in and sit. And he sounds like.
Oh, boy.
Sounds like.
We could have just dropped this, but now they've gotten a hold of our phone number.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see him in the first Star Wars, and then I see him on Jimmy Fallon. It's like, oh, gosh, geez, get off my lawn, Harrison. Wow.
I don't know when he started talking like Jeff Bridges.
I know.
All of a sudden.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. And he's supposed to film another Indiana Jones. How's he going to do that? In a wheelchair?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's going to take place in Indiana.
Indiana Jones
on
the Temple
farm.
Of Jerital.
Jeez, yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know why I'm laughing, but anywho. Yeah. All right. People are...
I know. There's snakes. Like snakes.
People are dialing up. Hang on.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, a guy in Kentucky went to the optometrist because he thought he had something stuck in his eye. Maybe like sawdust or something. Ended up to be a tick. Here he is talking about it.
I really didn't want to go to the doctor. And then when the doctor finally come in, he was looking at it. He said, well, I know what's in your eye. Uh-huh. He said, it's a tick. And that's when I got scared a little bit. Once he grabbed a hold of it and pulled it off, the tick made the, like a little popping sound when it come off my eye.
Okay, good. That's
you know when
great.
There's something in your eye and you just can't get it?
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt, but it's just irritating enough. Thank God he's okay.
Oh, jeez.
Woman in England found a bunch of weird symbols drawn on her sidewalk in chalk and thought burglars drew them to remind them which houses to rob. So she called the cops and everything else. Turned out she was just a little paranoid. Neighborhood kids had just become obsessed with drawing big butts, and that's all
what?
It was.
I'm
with
sorry.
Chalk, sidewalk chalk.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's kids. We just like drawing. You know what? That's such a kid. So, you know, whatever.
We like big butts.
Yeah, and we cannot lie.
Now we draw them up and down. And
what's that? That's an anaconda.
Yeah.
That's what that is over there.
Since when was that a sign to come rob my house?
I know it.
Well,
wow.
That's
okay.
Why they feel the woman was a little paranoid.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Jeez.
I think we know this woman.
Jeez. Yeah, I know. I think so. God, no kidding. I don't know. Maybe we do. Last week in Port St. Lucie, Florida, the cops got a call from a strip club about a guy who passed out in the parking lot. They got there. They found him, 48 years old, Michael Monahan. He's face down. Fiance was rubbing his back, though. They heard her say, be calm, honey. Please don't fight them. Well, he couldn't if he wanted to because the police said, dude, have you been drinking? He said, I put down 33 beers. So, yeah.
Wow.
He was alive to talk about it.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's like about 3.5 gallons of beer, by the way. He was charged with disorderly intoxication.
See, that's a loving woman right there. To be soothing her fiance in the parking lot of a strip club when he's passed out face down.
Still rubbing his back.
That's an understanding woman.
Yeah. Isn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, man. And now, listen, the big storming of Area 51. Apparently, searches on Pornhub have spiked. Boy. For Area 51 and aliens. So apparently there's a whole, you know, just a section of people who really enjoy that kind of movie. So, yeah. E.T., the extra testicle. So anyhow, you know what? Storm away, people. You're not going to find anything there. Sorry, nothing.
Yeah,
anyhow,
nothing.
It's Thursday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
So later this past June, 11-year-old Alize Kashif set up a lemonade stand right in her neighborhood there in Naperville, Illinois. She was selling lemonade to raise money for, it's called Feeding America, and it's a national network of food banks. She had taken in about $9 when a group of teenagers showed up, grabbed all the money, and took off with it. And she was devastated because she's been wanting to raise money for this.
Yeah.
This food bank. Well, her father posted on, it's called Nextdoor. It's a great app to, you know, for your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Just explained what happened and just was talking that, you know, said his daughter's just sad. She was trying to do a good thing. Well, neighbors heard about it. Local police heard about it. And they just, this police, by the way, drove up with sirens and they just started donating money.
Wow.
And the neighbors started donating money. She wound up with about $300 and she donated all of it to the Feeding America Food Bank. That was her goal.
Awesome.
She just wanted to raise some money. So, you know what, stupid teenagers? It was a blessing what you did. It was a blessing.
You actually helped her out.
Yes, exactly. But, you know...
$9.
I know. How embarrassing.
I'm sure
how
they
embarrassing.
Feel big.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Should have waited until it's hotter. I'm sorry. Stupid dummies. If you're just nice, that doesn't happen.
Right.
But good for her.
Not to mention, really, you're robbing a lemonade stand.
Yeah, I know it. In Naperville.
In Naperville.
I would think that, I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's better things to do.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad couldn't pay to get you into summer camp.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy.
All right. Well, that's a great story.
Yes.
And if you have one, we always tell people, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Please do.
At 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush is going to keep the company throughout the workday. She'll be in recapping our show. Talked about those little lies your parents told you. Don't worry, Marty. Marty, your face isn't drooping on that side.
No, I'm good. Beautiful.
And don't cross your eyes, Carla.
Oh, don't point at lightning.
And don't invite the mistress to the funeral.
Jeez. Even though it was Dad's dying wish.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And Morty felt the wrath of Khan.
Boy,
or is that Star Trek, Star Wars? I don't know.
That's actually Star Trek, right?
Okay.
Khan.
All right.
Yeah.
I know.
Either way.
I know.
We're not
Super
happy
Morty.
With Morty
and
this
officially,
morning.
It's off of me. It's on Mike.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. That's Star Trek.
Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.